It will change the reconfiguration. It will change a lot of the long-term planning that many of our community hospitals and nursing units have, and it will certainly be of much interest to the likes of Remelton and St. Joseph's. And I know also the Friends of Lifford Hospital will be looking at this space as well. And it's important now that the group representing all hospitals and different individual groups representing the community hospitals and nursing units start working in a very, very direct way with the HSE. I know that has already started in some instances, but it's important now to work to look at the long-term sustainability of our community hospitals and nursing units.
Are you confident that this could have a positive impact on the outcome of the long-term residential care in the three hospitals here in Donegal?
Yes, I am, and I was confident a number of months ago as well when I got confirmation from John Hayes in relation to the proposed changes by HICWA in relation to the standards. Initially, we were looking at 2 beds per unit, but it was confirmed by John Hayes at the time that it would go to 4 beds per unit, and I know that will be an important factor in relation to the discussions now between the HSE locally and the different representative groups from the hospitals. It's very, very important to continue now with that dialogue, continue with the consultation, and also to empower communities, be it communities in Remelton or Stranorler, or Lifford,